Good evening, Patriots. So a couple of public service announcements before we start Bard style. Announcement number one, because the time is running out, you want to get over and sign up for Dr. Tenpenny's course, the 20 mechanisms, which I think she's got it up to almost 40 mechanisms now of injury from the injection. And that seminar is tomorrow live. It's a live webinar from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can sign up as late as tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, when you sign up, if you're looking for my title, which is the 20 ways in which the Cabal is trying to kill you with a bioweapon, you probably won't find that title. Instead, it will be 20 mechanisms of injury. So head on over there and take out a fantastic course on knowledge. Dr. Tenpenny is the preeminent expert right now on everything injection and how it will kill you and what it will do to you. And it is truly an important amount of information to share with the many. Public servants announcement number two is our beloved patriot, Mike Lindell. And MyPillow have given us an amazing promo code, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, which you can use to go over and buy incredible products at MyPillow. My slippers, my sheets, my bed coverings, my comforters, my doggy beds, which can particularly be helpful for men when you get in trouble and you get kicked out of bed. You can go sleep on the doggy bed and still be comfortable. All sorts of great products over there, and it's all with big discounts. So my slippers are 40% off. My pillows are 66% off. I think they're $29.99 right now or something. Really amazing prices. They've got some great deals with sheets. 2-for-1 low price, something like that. And just a number of great products on sale. So go on over there and check out all that they have. He just continues to add great products. And, of course, you know, this is a man who gives constantly to the United States, constantly to the Republic. And most of all, he lives with Christ in his heart and says so without any concern. And even though they hate him for it, which is even better. And he just literally draws out the evil out of the cabal so they come into the light and we can see them. They've tried to crush his business, and Mike still stands up and fights, and we need to fight for him. Now, he's going to be speaking at Bards Fest, which is our... So remember, Bards is the promo code, B-A-R-D-S, mypillow.com, B-A-R-D-S, mypillow.com. And then the third public announcement, which is Bards Fest, which Mike Lindell is going to be speaking on the 27th of Bards Fest, an incredible event. And that's going to be the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. We're going to have concerts and headliners every day, every night, all day, 10 to 10, Monday through, or Thursday through Saturday, and 6 or 7 to 6 on Sunday. It's an amazing period of time of prayer and worship and re-energizing the power of love for this nation based on our love of God and our acceptance of Christ in our heart. So just... Bards Fest is, you can find out information on Bards Fest at bardsfm.com/Bards Fest. It's an easy little tab on top. It says Bards Fest. And you can buy tickets for the family arena there right now. There's a lot of big updates that have happened on the website today, and there's going to be more tomorrow and over the weekend. We're ramping up tickets for the outdoor event. There are two events, one mission. And the two events are designed differently. One event, the outdoor event, is really geared towards families and families being together because we know kids don't like to sit through lectures all day long. But there's another, the other event is really geared more towards the adults, and it's really there to focus in on all the information and it's there. It's an incredible number of speakers and information flow with great concerts. The same on the other side. There's great concerts. There's great speakers. There's also Patriot movies being played on the outdoor arena. There's a whole carnival event on the outdoor arena. A lot of great stuff. So we've got to keep what we did when we developed Bards Fest. The idea is that we realized that all these Patriot events, one thing was missing is they weren't being built with God first. This is being built with God first. This is God's celebration. So we are praying for this to be the biggest revival in the history of man, and I do believe that's going to happen. And then with that, there is the point of not just God first, but then what about these events, these rallies? How do we also have something where children can enjoy that as well? And that's, the, you know, the family's togetherness is the outdoor side. You can bring your family to both, but it's really focused on family togetherness and celebration on the outdoor side. And the indoor side is really about the information war and building up and having a great time just celebrating God all the way around. So it doesn't matter where you are. You're going to be touched. I guarantee it. So enjoy it. Tickets go on sale for the outdoor near the end of next week. The indoor tickets are on sale now. And time to ramp it up. So, Patriots, we are in a... I just wanted to take a reflection tonight and just be very thankful. I mean, this is where it's been kind of a different week, and we talked about it tonight at our management meeting. We just kind of talked about how this last few days, it just kind of feels like things got shifted a little bit, and I'm sure it is. I mean, that the enemy never sleeps, and the enemy always looks for a way to derail. And a lot of things happened at once, and it took all of us really kind of like off one side of the rail or the other. And so I just want to take some time tonight and just reflect on how grateful and how thankful we are for God and the gifts he brings to this time. And so I'm going to begin tonight just by thanking all of you. And I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. This is an account that has grown and a message that has been accepted. And it's the grace of God's hand, but it's also because you're here. And I think that we go through a lot of this grind and pushing and trying to, you know, get people to realize what we're facing. And there is a lot to face. And there's a lot of responsibilities we each need to take on. But I don't think we take enough time sometimes to pause and realize just how far we've come, how much we have, and what a great movement we have. So thank you, every one of you. I just want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. So many of you have given and gifted in ways that I've never imagined, and you've been unbelievable in everything you do. And everybody that comes here gifts of time, and there's no measure for that. So I just want to begin this evening by just really saying thank you to every single one of you. I'm humbled every night when I come on here. And it yesterday was an odd day, as we know. We had no live stream, and it is really a different feel when you get. We start to build this community and we realize how much we are connected digitally and what that means to have live chat and people participating. So again, thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your following this channel. Thank you for being, and I say this from me personally, someone who loves my nation, someone who I have given a lot to my nation, and I've said this to people, and I just want to share this with you. I'm thanking you from a soldier and to you. I know a lot of guys that have worked in deep in the communities of special operations. They're a lot of my friends. And what's really unfortunate is they haven't had a chance in their life to work with this type of patriot in America. And it's easy to get swept up in the news and see all the nonsense. America's waking up, and there's an amazing patriot that's with that. It's a patriot that's put the values of God first. Country's right behind. It's a patriot that has learned temperance and learned to hold the line and to fight in a completely different environment that most soldiers can't even fight. You've learned skills. You've adapted. You've stepped away from the trigger, and you've moved into the information war, which is in itself one of the most complex battlefields you can ever be in. You've survived, and you've gotten stronger. You've adapted. You've innovated. Don't ever lose that. That's my word. Don't ever lose it, because it's what's going to make the difference as we build this new economy. You cannot ever, ever relent. You take that, and you put it in your heart, and you hold it, and stand up and be proud whenever you are, whoever you are, wherever you are. You can tell the stories in time of this war and know in your heart you will never get a medal for it. You will never get much of anything, but you will know one thing. You're truthful when God to God when you tell the world, I fought in the war, and together with God we won. Never, ever forget that. So thank you very much. I just also want to take some time tonight, and I want to thank an amazing team of people that have come around this channel in terms of mods and leadership. I've been very blessed. A lot of credit goes to a mod that we see up here very frequently that we all love. His name, he goes by Bear. And he has MSN with him, and he has MA with him. And those three men, along with, you've seen Danny on here, that core team there has been instrumental in steering Bards with me. And then there's all of our mods from Paper Bag to Ginger to all of the mods that we have that have just put in unbelievable amounts of time. And we just have an incredible group of people here that just never stop giving. And I just, they get only one thing from it, the belief and the importance of putting their time into something that spreads the message of the Lord. And they truly commit themselves to an amazing mission. So as we work through that, especially, and we see them, if you're not on live chat, it's you may not feel it as much, but I will tell you that they are instrumental in so many pieces. They are all part of Bards Fest, and hopefully you'll get a chance to meet them in real life. When you're there, they're just amazing people. And I've been blessed to get to know them, each one of them. And, you know, I truly am humbled. Yeah, I choked myself up. That's okay. I am truly humbled by all that they give and what this means to this movement. We have built something tremendous here, and it's not just a podcast. We've built an army, and it's the Army of BDADs, Bards Digital Army Division. And it's something to be very proud of. And these are a lot of these people here that I mentioned are just powerful. So powerful givers. And it doesn't take away from anybody else that's here. It's just that I wanted to point out them in particular because I know how much time they put in. The hours of after hours calls that you don't see. The amount of time that they put in on Telegram and here. The amount of time that they're dedicating to research and organizing a Bards Fest. I mean, it's just an amount of hours, and they're just doing it. And, you know, it's just dig in and go. So really big thank you. And I also want to make a mention tonight of some other people that have been just powerful on this channel, of just being part of the growth and part of a bigger message and a bigger fight. One we love and we get to hear every once in a while, and we'll get to hear his music tonight, in fact, is Brian Kahenic. And I can't tell you what an honor it is. There's two big things. I mean, personally, an honor when he called me up and he said, I'm doing my new album and I need you to do my percussion line for me. And I was just like, wow, I haven't done percussion for years. He goes, I know. He goes, but you can do it. So that new album, his new album is coming out, Coming Home. And that's going to be exclusive. It was his request, not mine. He wants to exclusively release it on the Bards FM channel. The only place it'll be until after Bards Fest. So the only place you'll be able to find his new album is on Bards FM. So, and he's an amazing talent. His wife, Jill, and another amazing talent who's been huge in helping instrument the Shofar team. And with that comes a few other people that we know. Joe Ray Perkins, another person you haven't met yet. Her name is Henrietta. They have all been part of the Shofar team in organizing this global movement of Shofars. We have an amazing artist and Raku artist. And she is just, her gift is putting life into clay. And her name is Jennifer. You will meet her. She goes by Knees. She is an unbelievably gifted Raku artist. And she is building the 300 pots for us by hand, every one of them, for Bards Fest. And she's going to transport those up for the lighting ceremony. So it's really amazing. We also have some bigger names of people. And I'm going to, if I miss somebody tonight, just understand, I'm just going through some names off the top of my head that I wanted to take time to thank. And if for some reason you don't get mentioned tonight, don't take it personally. I wanted to put out there first and foremost that this is a patriot movement. And I really am just humbled by the people that are part of this. And there are many. There's two that have been so big in helping Bard's Fest come to life. And one is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I just can't, she's the one who made the introduction for me to Dr. Eric Nipudi. And that is the bridge that opened up everything that's going on in St. Charles. Okay. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which we all respect deeply for all she does, she has been a huge supporter of Bard's FM channel, huge supporter of Bard's Fest. In fact, she's been pushing Bard's Fest and will be pushing Bard's Fest in a huge push this next week. She's been a huge help in getting people on the show to spread that message. And she's on the front line of that fight. She's really at the point of the spear right now. As she's pushing into this knowledge of what is really going on in the injection, she's had death threats. And that's something that's had to be addressed. Her staff has had death threats, all because she spoke the truth. So I want to make sure and always give her as much support as possible on her channel, on her podcast. Send her notes. If you ever get a chance just to drop her a note, just send it to her clinic and just tell her what you feel. I mean, this, and truly, I mean, it's, she's a truth teller, and she's fighting like very few people fight. She's a true patriot of our time. I want to mention, you know, Eric Nipudi, who's become a very good friend. I met Eric about 3 months ago in a single call. It was like he and I went from 0 to 100 miles an hour, meaning, I mean, we literally like we knew each other our whole life. We've developed an amazing friendship together. Eric is an engine. I mean, I just, what the amount of time he puts into Bard's Fest, he's going on a whole media tour next week. The entire week is blocked out. And here he is. He's a doctor. He's got 20 clinics. He's got a health line, which we're going to be offering some of his products coming up very soon. I'm very excited about that because I'm working with him to come up with a very exclusive line of products for health and welfare and boosting the immune system. And I'm working very closely with him. That's coming up. And he is, now next week, he's going on a full media blitz to push Bard's Fest. He's the one that located the family arena for us. He's the one that got hold of the Missouri governor. Got the blessing of Bard's Fest to come to Missouri. He's the one that put us in touch with Joe Brazil, who's the county commissioner, who's another incredible individual. He's a what he calls himself, a statesman. He's making sure, like, I'm not a politician, I'm a statesman. Joe is a trench fighter. He cannot stand politicians. He loves efficiency in government, and he loves to do great things for his state and his county. You'll meet him at Bard's Fest. You've got Eric also put us in touch with this family drive-in. It's called the Drive-In St. Louis, which is where the outdoor festival is, and owned by another great patriot, Dan Buck, who hopefully you'll get a chance to meet at the festival. I mean, this is a man who bought an entire shopping mall that was vacant, 14 acres of parking on each side and a huge indoor area. And he did it to start with because he got so sick and tired of the COVID rules that he figured out a way to bring families together. And that was his primary focus. So he bought this parking, this mall, and he bought a huge Megatron so people could come and watch concerts and see great movies in their car so they could technically meet the COVID environment rules, because then we had to be together, but you had to be separated, but you could be together as families. So families could park next to each other, be together as a family, and talk to one another. It's a great thing. Well, that's where the outdoor festival is. Okay. And boy, does he love his Megatron. I love Dan. Dan's a great man. He's truly got a beautiful heart, and he's so excited about what's coming. We didn't even finish. We hadn't even signed our contract yet, and he already asked us to come back the next year. That's how excited he is. So, I mean, that gives you an idea, right? So we're really blessed as a team to be working with some incredible patriots and incredible people. And I just want to, you know, continue to highlight some of these amazing people, because they are amazing people. And, you know, another one I want to mention tonight is Robert Patrick Lewis, who hasn't been on the show for a while. And if you remember, I've done a few shows with him. And Robert he's the one who started 1A Praetorian, which is the nonprofit group that does the security for all the Patriot events. And I don't think people realize that that group does not charge for Patriot rallies. They take donations only, and they provide security for Patriots to ensure that they are safe, and they are very serious about it, super dedicated. The things that they do behind the scenes to make sure Patriots are safe are amazing. They're, most of them are Special Forces veterans. They have many intelligence people on their team, all veterans, very skilled in what they do. They've come together as an organization, and they just do a great thing. So, you know, that's another one of those organizations. If I was going to list places to donate, there's a good one right there. Robert is an amazing patriot. He's become another guy we met online, and we've become extremely good friends. We have some interesting crossover stories, and this is just the way things work. I mean, this is kind of like God's walk. One of his team members was hit by an IED in Wardak province back in, I think it was, the year I'm slipping on, but I think it was 2008, as I recall. And in 2009, I was up in Wardak province and did some work that I did and located a particular bad guy and put together the information packages that needed that so that they could take care of that problem the right way, the way that Special Operations does so well. Well, as it turns out, that was the guy that was involved in, like, maiming one of Robert's team members. So, I mean, we had no idea that was the case until we started talking. This is the sort of stuff that happens, and it's really an amazing walk that we're all on. We just continue to find each other, and we continue to bump into each other as we go. So there's a lot of the people. I mean, there's just some people that are off the top of my head I wanted to mention tonight. They're very important people that you will come to know and meet. And we have so many others that are working behind the scenes in this. You've all know Duncan from Patriot Transition Voice. At least you should. He is a very gifted filmmaker and heart dedicated patriot. And why I'm mentioning this, and I just need to say this, I really would like to ask everybody to raise prayers for Duncan. He's had a really tough last few weeks. He's been taking care of his mother. It's been very difficult. She broke her back. She's dealing with a lot of personal issues at her age. And Duncan has been there taking care of her 100%, doing everything needed to make sure she's okay. And he's also fighting that normal kind of family infighting where he's holding as a Patriot line, not taking the bioweapon as they're trying to argue against him. And you know how ugly those family fights can get. So just ask that you'll please raise prayers for him. He's going to be very instrumental in our video work. He's super gifted and talented and another great Patriot. And then we're going to have a lot of amazing Patriot news. We've got, it just continues to go on. I'm humbled always at just the amount of things that happen. The people that come in. And, you know, another person I do want to mention, and I know that I advertise for him every night, but I'm very sincere in what I'm going to say. And I don't want to leave this talk without really just mentioning Mike Lindell, okay? We're fighting a fight right now that is literally, on one hand, being funded by, one, Patrick Byrne, who has made his money selling homewares and building an online store, Overstock.com. And he's no longer with that company. He's taking his personal wealth, and he's almost single-handedly has funded a large portion of what's gone on in the Arizona audit, along with audits all over the nation. And then we have this other rock star, which is Mike Lindell, who is running a company and against all odds is succeeding. He's out here in front in all these Patriot rallies speaking. He's on it. He's got his own TV show. He's running his business. He's doing these outreach programs for people with addictions. He's doing outreach programs for small business. They keep trying to cut his money and cut his access to markets, and he keeps fighting back. And so there's a passion I have when I support his products. I really want to say this because it isn't just an ad, and I don't like doing ads. I really don't. This isn't an ad to me. This is a war, and this is a patriot that needs our support. And what's amazing is the amount of support he gives back to us. Mike is speaking on the 27th of August. He's just coming to speak. In the meantime, they've already given over, I think now we're at $70,000 they've given to Bardsfest. It's just amazing. I mean, it's just like they just keep putting money into Bardsfest to make sure that it's going to be okay. He's an amazing person. His company has an amazing value set. When you work with them, you're stunned and just how much they believe in making sure that people get what they deserve and in a good way, and that they're fair about everything. They make sure everything's good. They work with you. And here's the most amazing thing, because, you know, I've done a lot of ads, and typically they'll give you like the script language, like, well, you have to say these things and you can't say this. And when I said to him, I started, I'm really happy to advertise for you. And I said, what do I need to say? They're like, nothing. We don't have anything for you to say. Just speak from your heart. That's all we ask, is just speak from your heart. And that's what I do. So I just want you to know that's very sincere. When you hear these ads, I have fun with them. But he's an amazing patriot. And it's just one of those things, you know. We're fighting a heck of a fight, and it's a hard fight. We're fighting the same type of fight we fought in 1776. Our patriots are underfunded. We're not fully organized. We're trying to come together while the cabal is very well organized, very well funded, and they're coming at us from every single angle. We haven't yet really had our George Washington moment of crossing the Delaware, but we're getting close. The level of warfare has changed, and it's far more deadly and vicious than it ever was. These people control the mechanisms of information, and yet we fought back to break through their blockades. And it's really a blockade. It's no different than when the British blockade our coast and try to starve us to death. They're trying to starve us from information, and we're breaking through. Patriots are standing up and organizing across the country. And most importantly, we're doing it in a way that I think now, unlike our first fight, I think now we will truly win the greatest victory, because we're putting God first in all things. And it's amazing to me how many people have come back to Christ and come back to God. And just as we kind of close this evening, which is a very different evening of a show, I don't think I've ever done one like this, but I think it was important to do this tonight. It comes to a place where we have to also recognize our Savior and God, our Savior Jesus Christ and God. And it's not just recognizing, it's realizing that all that we have, all the wealth that we have, all that we are given, which is given for us to help others, it's given, not given to us to hoard. It's the most important piece to understand. It's given to us to build into the world. And as the more we give, the more God provides. We can't ever forget that. We have to be in our way. We have to, each of us, be humbled with all that we have, whether it's huge or small, and know that whatever we continue to give, God will replenish. This reminds me of Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it, will be measured back to you. That last phrase is so important. For with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. It doesn't say hoard, it says use. And the one thing I will say about everybody I've mentioned tonight is that that's how we've all chosen to live. We've chosen to live by, with what we measure and we use it will be measured back to you. We give, we support, we do the many things, and we continue to grow and continue to listen to Christ in our hearts and in our path with God and through Christ to the Father. There comes a time, and each time that we do, we have to take a moment to truly pause. And I've talked about this a couple times this week. It's important that we take a pause. And this was kind of the end of the week. It was necessary. You can start to feel that things are going awry. And I think that more than ever, what we're faced with right now is the responsibility of stewardship has never been so great. I know we feel it in terms of Bardsfest, but I think it's not just limited to Bardsfest. I think it's our whole world right now. I think we're just kind of feeling the intensity of it because there's so much happening. There's so many pieces and so much magnitude all at once that we have to steward in every level. But we have to steward. And that means being truthful. It means being true to God. It means walking that path and putting everything to prayer in every single thing we do and letting God speak to us in such a way that we know that our path is right. We don't do things just haphazardly. It has to be, we have to learn to live intentionally. And that's part of stewardship. It's stewarding our homes. It's stewarding our families. It's stewarding the way that we live in such a way that we start to take responsibility again for what we grow, for what we eat, for what we do in work, for how we pray, when we pray, how much we pray. This is true stewardship of what we are given, because everything that we have, we are given. And when we totally embrace that and realize just how significant that is in everything, it means that when we go and spend 25 cents on a car meter to spending $5 for something at the store, or just choosing to spend $6 on a mocha at Starbucks, or choosing to give $10 to a homeless person, or a $200 grocery bill, whatever that is, a $50 tank of gas. Everything in there we should be thankful to God about, and we should be talking to God about those moments. Because all of this in our lives, and so much of our life, does revolve around consumption of products that we buy until we shift into this new economy. We need to be very intentional. We need to be intentional about our acts of kindness. We need to be listening to God. We need to be intentional about the things that we give, about a life that we live. It's not all money, obviously. It's just a small, tiny little portion in the scale of humanity and what our true gifts and talents are. But everything needs to be processed through that place of prayer and greatness and humbleness in God, because everything that we do, breathe, live, exist on is a gift in God. And we are all here for a very particular reason. So take that time. And it's good sometimes just to pause and to give thanks. And to give thanks to our Savior, Jesus Christ, to give thanks to our Father, God Almighty, the one Lord, the only Lord. And to do that in such a way that we truly feel that humility of being before Him. Giving thanks to each other, I think, is also part of that, because we can't just walk around this world randomly. This is a powerful time, patriots. We're transforming a world. We're not just living in a world. We're transforming a world. And we're making these decisions intentionally of the world we want to live into. We have to step away from our frustrations and anger of the stupid, because there's plenty of it. And in the last few days, that's really what struck me, is how quickly we can derail ourselves and walk off a cliff and suddenly be swept up in the nonsense of things, and how we can suddenly have some of the greatest gifts before us and forget that they're gifts and just kind of pass them by like they're nothing. I've talked about this before, but I'm I'm just going to kind of reflect on this from a different perspective. Once in a while, and I mean just once in a while, I enjoy taking a sip of an American bourbon. My favorite is Michter's. And I do so because it represents far greater than just some, it has nothing to do with a shot of whiskey in a glass or bourbon in a glass. Everything about it represents a handcraft. It's a perfection from the growing of the grain to the distilling to the aging to the blending to the perfection that it took to create this tiny little sip. And it's my way of putting things into perspective, to resetting how much time it takes to achieve perfection. 10 years, 20 years. That's what it takes in a good bourbon. And it's patience. It's time. And we don't go through that quickly. It's not a shot of whiskey. It's a sip. And it's an experience. And it's a reflection of every step of that process to know what it took to get to there. And that's one of those things that I do once in a while just to recalibrate. And as I mentioned, I think I mentioned it last night, that was a moment that happened yesterday because things were, the world had just gotten crazy and it all hits us at one time or another. It was interesting because I sat down to dinner with my parents and my dad had poured that before me. And he said, "We need a toast." And I said, "What for?" He said, "Look around and realize what all happened today." And he knew I was busy and going 15 different directions. He said, "Today you picked up your new Jeep. Today we got our new water tanks in the backyard. And we're here together." Man. That was a home run right there. And in all the craziness that was going on, it's just one of those moments that you have to step back and you take that sip. And then we did. We toasted and we took that sip. And it slowed everything down for a moment. And I had to reflect and realize that I had forgotten one very important thing through the entire day. I'd forgotten to thank God for all things that are around me. I got so wrapped up in my own nonsense, and it was, that I forgot to put God first for a moment. And that's a heavy burden when you do that. And it takes a lot of time on your knees to ask for forgiveness. Let us never forget that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are truly humbled as we put ourselves before you with all that you give and all that you have brought to us. An amazing time in which we live, in which we are truly able to come together in the most amazing ways. Lord, we humble ourselves before you with the true honesty of our heart and the humility that puts us in such a way as to remind ourselves that everything we have was provided by you. Everything we have is to be stewarded in your name and to be given in such a way to help others, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, to protect the innocents, to live in a place that we have absolute faith, absolutely no fear, and above all, love for you and our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for being in this time, a true time of awakening, not the awakening of knowledge alone, but the awakening of the deep love for you and what it means to walk in every step and every breath with you. Guide us, protect us, continue to help us see clearly and hear clearly as we turn to you for all things. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So, Patriots, a different show tonight, but one I wanted to take time to do. Thank you again for all that you bring to this nation, and thank you for all that you bring to this channel, and thank you for the love that you share in our Savior Jesus Christ and through Christ to our Father. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. never bow to evil, never relent. Always press in hard to this fight. Evil can never be given a place to live or exist. We must press until we destroy it all. Prayers are our power. Prayers are our foundation. Prayers are our connection with God. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will win. Have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
Safe place to hide from the rain.